Joining us by telephone, Dan Raskowski from the Highway Department in Marathon County. Pothole season, is it almost over?
For right now, things are looking better because the moisture's kind of dried up a little bit. That's what helps us the most. If we start getting a lot of rain, you'll probably start seeing some more potholes again.
Was this about the same, better, or worse after the snow and the ice went away?
I think it was just longer. Last year, spring came early. The season was shorter. It dried up faster, so it kind of took the curse out of things. This year, it was a longer season, so we put down a lot more patch material than last spring.
When you have a long, cold winter like that, the frost gets a little deeper. Does that affect the roadbeds? Does that break them up a lot easier?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, it's harder on the road. No matter how you try and build a road in these conditions in Wisconsin, with the amount of frost we get, it's really tough not to have issues with roadways.
When people come across new potholes, what should they do to inform you properly of where it is and how to get it taken care of?
If there's something that's sizable that they're concerned about, they could always call our office at 261-1800. They just need to be aware of the fact that we only take care of the state and county highways in Marathon County. If it's a township road or a city of Wausau or another municipality, they would have to get in touch with them. So that's what we take care of.
A lot of people just whiz by like it's a regular speed zone, and if they see orange and see lights and see workers, they need to slow down.
Yeah, that's one of the big things. Our construction season's starting now. Towards the end of the month of May, you're going to see us out on construction projects, and no matter if it's highway department people or other construction workers, other municipalities, please be cognizant of these guys out there working, these ladies and gentlemen. It's a dangerous job, and put down the cell phone. Concentrate on what you're doing. Driving a vehicle is usually enough for most of us to handle. We don't need to be talking on a cell phone, too.
One other thing you might want to touch on, say a typical construction zone. For example, the bridges out by Cedar Creek on 51. Mm-hmm. They've got the temporary concrete dividers up there to separate the workers from the traffic lane. Those are not anchored down. You hit them, they're going to move right into those workers.
Yeah, that's true. The barrels, the cones, the concrete barriers, everything is just, it's meant to help guide the traffic through it, but it doesn't necessarily stop them. So just be respectful of the people that are out there trying to improve the highways for the drivers.